It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Did you know that in 1995, or between 1995 and 2012, listen to this, $2.5 billion have been doled out as USDA subsidies? That doesn't even include what happened the last years or this year. We're talking about $1 trillion, all tax dollars, by the way. And there are just five food categories that are getting all but 10% of this money. That's 90% of the money goes to these people. It's like, holy smokes, it makes my head spin. We had a guest from the Environmental Working Group. He was going to be our guest today, but unfortunately he couldn't make it. So Carolina and I have done homework, and we're going to inform you anyway. So Carolina, oh my gosh, it just blows my mind. I want to start off by saying that the farm subsidy program began in the 1930s during the Depression, and then there was a Dust Bowl that really sort of decimated the agricultural industry. And we needed food. You know, when the industrial society had not begun, and we were very, very dependent on food. We are now. And farming was a very big industry, and it needed help. So they came up with a federal crop insurance program. That's what they called it then in the 1930s, again, in order to help the farmers get through the tough times and be able to provide food for us, which, of course, we all needed. But things have changed, Carolina, haven't they?
Yeah, you know, when I hear about the program, coming from the daughter of a farmer myself, the first thing I think of is, oh, this is wonderful. How beautiful to have a system in place where farmers can rely on for the bad years. Because if you grew up in a farm, you know that a small change in temperature or one windy storm or an extra day of rain can mean 50 to 60 to 75% less crop. And that can eventually take you out of business. So to be able to rely on an insurance program like that is very valuable. Now, where it gets tricky for me, that I, you know, as just an American and knowing where my money goes to, is, okay, so that's great. We have to help protect farmers because they're the ones that are giving us the food. But how much of our tax dollars do we want going to it, and to who? Because this is where I think really all of us need to wake up and kind of open our eyes to, where is the money going? Is this money being used to grow apples and oranges, or what is it used for, Ellen?
Well, that is absolutely the issue as to who. There are five major food categories that 90% of the money goes to. Or let me say, 75% of the money. So that's $219 billion have gone to five food groups. That would be corn, soybean, wheat, cotton, and then it's not food, but cotton is not food, so it would be four, rice being corn, soybeans, wheat, rice, and the fifth one is cotton. They're the major recipients. But when you get to apples and oranges and meat or any other thing, any other farming produce, they aren't getting it. In fact, I read that 62% of farms in the United States did not collect subsidy payments. 62% received zero. I mean, I just don't get this. I mean, I do get it because I don't have the facts, so I can't be talking absolutes. But we know there's some heavy hitters out there, and we know there's some heavy hitter lobbyists out there who are supporting a handful that are receiving the bulk of these monies. And it just makes me mad, quite frankly. How about you?
Yeah. Well, absolutely. When you see corn at the very top, you know, of course, it makes sense in somewhat scale, because if you think about it, corn doesn't just feed us. It also feeds animals. So you're talking about a huge industry that corn will supply product for. But saying that, you also have to wonder, is that why corn fructose syrup is in so many of our products?
Oh yeah,
is there a relationship there?
Yes,
I mean,
has to be.
Right, they're getting a ton of money, they have plenty of crop, it's enough to supply, and yet they continue to get a share of the pie, per se, pun intended. every year. Now, Ellen, you mentioned the top five, but I want everybody to look at beyond the top five. And let's tell everybody where we're looking at all this information. We did our homework from the Environmental Working Group, as Ellen mentioned. So the website is farm.ewg.org. And the reason we're using them is they've done a ton of work and research to look at this. They have been very vocal about the Farm Bill and how we all need to look at these numbers and speak with our local, regional constituents and our representatives to voice our opinion and voice what we think should change. So when you look at the program, I'm going to write out and say it. The one that just threw me for a spin. Oh, yeah. I couldn't even get past it. I kept talking. Ellen's like, we need to move on. And I'm like, no, look at this. Tobacco. Tobacco is number 14. They received over $1.5 billion of our tax dollars goes
wait
to tobacco.
Wait a minute. Actually, more. No. That was sunflowers. Yeah. Tobacco is $2.7 billion. $2.7 billion. That's our tax money. I remind you, this money comes from our taxes that we pay to the government. They decide where it's going to go. And tobacco has no business being subsidized since it is a proven cause of serious, serious illnesses. We've seen a lot of people die.
Well, it just brings the question, you know. Yeah, and it just makes you think. Like, I'm no expert on the tobacco industry, so I'm not going to claim to be. So I would love some explanation on this, and I'm hoping that this podcast will bring out some people to talk about it. But why is the tobacco industry getting any money at all, number one? And number two, why, you know, What comes out of tobacco other than cigars and cigarettes? And so we are paying with our tax dollars for two very contradictive things, because I know we put a ton of money on the no drug campaign and don't smoke and taxing cigarettes, but then we turn around and give them money for the tobacco farmers. So
really?
I'm sorry. This just does not sit well with me. I would love some explanation on that.
Well, the hairs are up on my my head, my arms, everywhere. It just ticks me right off. You've got corn receiving $84 billion. Apples, $261 million. I mean, really. Oats, $278 million. And if you look at it, corn is getting $84 billion. The next highest is wheat at $35. That is like more than double. Whoa, it is so, as you say, it does provide a lot of food for a lot of reasons, but it does so much more that I just think we need to build up the other farming needs. 65% of farmers, or 62% of the farmers, do not get any of this. Why is that? Lobbyists, perhaps, but we need to get involved. Yeah. And Carolina, again, explain to everybody how they can, if they're fired up, like we are about this, where do they go to get more information, and who do they call to speak out?
Absolutely. So recently, some people might be scratching their ears and saying, but I heard there were cuts to the subsidy program. There were, but you want to hear the really sad news is that what really got cut is what went into the reservation program. So like the Wetlands Reserve Program and the ones that dealt with conservation. So we really, when they say we're making cuts, also look where the money is being cut from. Instead of being cut from the top, it was cut from the bottom. So that's really sad. But all we really want everybody to do is to get inspired to talk about this. Okay, that's what the EWG wants us to do. They want us to go to the website. That's farm.ewg.org. Click on your state. See what your state's doing with your money, and then click on the share button and start being vocal. Ask questions of your representatives. You know, unfortunately, this does go back to politics. Find out who you're voting for and what do they stand for and against when it comes to where this money is going. And then that's how you're going to do something about it. So Ellen and I are fired up for sure. We're looking at our state. We're looking at sharing information. So we hope you will too. Remember, the Family Food Kitchen is here for you on RadioMD.com. All our podcasts are on the website, so you can listen to them again. Share with somebody you know on your Facebook, on your social media. Thank you for being with us. Eat well and stay well.